Welcome to Knoppy Cast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Knoppy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net. Hello, it is Knoppy! And it is a Knoppy Cast, finally! It's episode number 15, and I am back with my favorite co-host I could ever have. This, here we have on my left, which would be, well, I guess you can't see, but it's on my left is the sweet little girl. What is your name?
Teresa Berg.
That's her name is Teresa Berg, and you know all about her. And who else do we have on your left, my left, leftist
the
side?
The left of the left.
I'm Kristen Larson.
You look so cozy right now. Why are you wearing all those sweaters?
Because I was sledding with Kaya.
That means, well, what do you think that means? It was snowing if there was a sled.
Yeah.
So that means she was going sledding, and I wish I could do that, but I'm still in my angel costume. Because I was part of the nativity plan. So was Teresa, right?
Yes, I was, but I was able to get out of my costume.
What were you again?
Oh, I was an angel and also an innkeeper.
Double role.
Yes.
Why can't you get out of your angel costume yet?
Well, there was supposed to be something else. An Advent ceremony where I was supposed to be the guardian angel. But the problem is nobody's telling me when it's going to be, and I don't want to take my wings off because I don't know if I'll be able to get them back on again. But only problem is my halo is getting a little bit wonky. It's a little bit out of whack. Oh, well.
Well, actually, we have the person who ran the nativity play here. Miss Samantha is going to be our guest host today.
Yes, we actually got Miss Samantha in to be on this podcast this time. You were all in a very lucky treat to be able to listen to this, you know. Mm-hmm. Because this is Samantha. Would you please say hello?
Hello.
We are so lucky to have my private school teacher on.
Yes. Hello.
Would you like to explain a little bit about who you are?
Well, my name is Samantha Elizabeth Parkington, Miss Samantha, and I am Teresa's older cousin and Nan's proper school teacher, instructor, and you don't have to leave your angel costume on so long, but I certainly do appreciate you waiting. It is taking a while to organize everything for the Advent celebration.
I understand, Miss Samantha. It's really no bother. I don't mind it at all.
I'm sure your mother doesn't mind you constantly.
In fact, it's really a pleasure. I enjoy every minute of it. Well, I wish I could wear this angel costume all year round, even to sleep in. I mean, I just like it. It's comfy, bro. It's comfortable.
Oh, well, I'm glad it's comfortable because I don't know if I would be comfortable wearing wings all the time, but you are being very good about it.
Thank you. I got used to it after about the first couple hours.
Well, that's good.
And now it just feels like a really heavy backpack.
Yeah. So, should we go to the next segment?
Yes.
Or first?
Yes.
Yes, Paul is here to bring you some news.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill. And I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls. And I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the ourdolls.net website are.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho. Ha. Hey, Paul here with the Pleasantville news. And so the biggest news is we haven't had an Knoppycast since the Pleasantville County Fair was over.
Oh,
so that's the last
goodness.
Thing we talked about. So quite a lot of stuff has happened. It's kind of hard to like cover it all in one podcast. But basically, we haven't done an Knoppycast, not because we've been too busy, but because Knoppy lost her voice.
Yes, it was quite a tragedy.
She was actually, literally, she couldn't talk. So that's kind of hard to do a podcast when Knoppy can't talk. I mean, we were all
Nancy.
Ready to go ahead and do the podcast without her, right, Teresa? And then,
no.
And then we were
wait,
like,
wait, what? You were going to do it without me?
No.
What?
I mean, yeah.
He's joking.
I am?
Yes, you're joking, Paul.
Nope. I was ready to just take over. I mean, I already do half the segment.
Hey, he's you do not do half this. I am most of this. I hope you realize that this podcast Paul, I hope you realize you are a guest on this show.
No, let's leave this until after the show.
Well, I'll remind you.
I lost my voice. It was just the weirdest experience
I've
ever had.
Maybe you should give them an example in case they can't imagine how bad it was.
Well, you see, it's hard to give an example of nothing because then they'd be listening to silence. Let's try it. Ready, set, go.
And then picture that's Nan trying to say something.
It was hilarious.
It was even worse than that.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, on with the news. In the news, Christmas is almost here. Everyone's decorated, everyone's ready, well, pretty much. And what is everybody the most excited about? Let's go down the line.
My favorite part about Christmas coming up is that I am really excited about getting my presents that I made, and I'm not going to give out details, but I'm really excited about giving them to my friends. Next.
Oh, well, I am very excited about having the house all decorated and wonderful smelling and everything like that. I just love all the Christmas cheer going around.
I can't wait to go. I mean, I guess it'll be fun to go to my parents' house or my mom's house for Christmas, and she'll cook lots of food. And we'll have presents and all. I guess I still have to put up the Christmas lights and stuff. But yeah, I'm excited about my beef shish kebabs on Christmas Eve dinner, you know?
Isn't that what you have every night?
Yeah, but it's special on Christmas Eve.
Oh, what do you do? Put a sprig of holly on one?
No, that doesn't taste very good.
Oh.
I'm excited about my family skating party that we're going to have soon. Are you guys excited?
Oh, me too!
Oh, yes,
me too!
So excited!
I wonder what I'd look like if I was skating along as an angel.
Well, your wingspan...
Probably heavenly.
Your wingspan might be a little bit of a hazard for everyone else.
I could clear the pathway for
important Yeah, you can
people.
Be the Zamboni
yes,
machine.
I'll clean the ice with my wings.
The only problem is we're waiting for it to ice over. The river hasn't iced yet. It's still going, so we don't have any
what
ice.
What are you going to do? How do you get it to freeze if it's not cold?
I don't know. We're hoping for a cold snap sometime soon. So that's what we're waiting for, if you were wondering.
Well, it's Miss Samantha. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, I love everything about the season, but I'm most looking forward to all of the events that we're going to. The skating party and the Advent celebration. And I heard that Mrs. Merriman is going to be holding something exciting. I'm especially excited for everyone to open the presents that I've made.
I love it when people open presents you work hard on, just
yes.
to see their faces light up with happiness.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Okay, so, next on the news, A Pleasantville Christmas was recently released.
Yeah, my movie.
Yeah, the movie that we've been waiting for like a year, working on for more than a year, is finally out, and most of you have probably seen it. And we've heard from a couple people, but we'd sure love to hear from everybody. So send in those review forms that were with the DVD and let us know what your favorite parts were, because that's the best part. We like reading what your favorite scenes are and stuff.
Oh, yes. Any details you can give just make us so happy, because we make this movie and we send it off and we had so much fun making it. And we love to know what you think of it, because we really hope that you liked it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, really quick, let's go through all the hosts here, and everybody, I think everybody here was in the movie just a little bit, at least, except me. And so, actually, I was in it, but you can't see me, I'm, like, in the back of the Nutcracker or something. So, go, each of you, and really fast say what your favorite scene was and what the hardest scene was.
My favorite scene is when I dropped a plate of cookies, and I think I had a couple hard scenes. My hard scenes were working with a pheasant, and being sad and emotional.
Okay.
My favorite scene was doing the dance of the flowers in the Nutcracker.
It's so low.
Yes, but also the hardest scene was when I had to catch the flowers. I had to catch them about 40 times before I actually caught them.
Oh yeah, Santa Lucia was fun. Santa Lucia was hard though. It took like 7 different days to film that scene because it had to be just right lighting, because in December, it's really hard to film because there's, like, very few hours of the day that are light enough to be able to see something, but at the same time they're dark enough to look like it's nighttime. So it was like the hour in the morning where it's dawn, and then the hour in the evening when it's twilight. And so we had to do it over 7 days just to get the right amount of shots.
Oh, yeah, and if you don't, and you have about an hour every day to get it right, and if you get it wrong, there goes another day.
Or if you're spending the hour setting up the scene, then...
Yeah, you just gotta be prepared.
So I was just wired up with, you know, my head candles and stuff for like 7 days while I waited to film those scenes, and then but that wasn't like the hardest. That was fun. And the hardest scene that we had to do was actually a scene that you would never guess would be the hardest one, but it's on the night before Christmas when we all run, all the Larson kids run to bed in our beds, and the shot when I run to my bed and try to get in and kind of smoothly sit down and pull the covers over myself probably took like 50 something takes because we couldn't figure out how to do it quickly, and with one hand instead of a bunch of hand in front of the camera. So
tougher than you might think. Yeah. To look like you've got no hands.
That was one of the hardest shots.
Some of the most simple things are the hardest.
Yes. So my turn?
Yes, your turn. Right.
Well, I think one of my favorite scenes to film was when we were all singing Silent Night together at the church service. That was lovely. I love singing Silent Night. And the hardest scene that I had to do was probably one in the Nutcracker set. Probably one of the shots when we were all walking down the hallway by the box
seats.
Oh
my goodness, yes, that was very hard.
That was very difficult to walk down that hallway.
And that's such a simple, easy thing for a normal person to do is walk down a hallway.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's interesting, especially since I was not in it, so I didn't have to do any of that. Okay, anyway, so my last news thing is that the proper school put on a nativity play.
That's why I'm dressed as an angel with big old wings.
And there are lots of things.
To hit tennis balls.
So, somebody said that news is that there's this social calendar. Do you want to tell them about the social calendar?
Oh, well, they just came out with a new Pleasantville lady. And it has a whole list of events coming up. And first of all was Suzanne's tree trimming party where she had everyone over and they decorated the tree.
Not everyone.
Well, not everyone.
It was by invitation only. It was a mommy and daughter party, and I wasn't
and
the daughter.
And then there are some other events that Samantha mentioned earlier. And I do believe there may be the gala New Year's Ball at the Merrymans, which is very exciting. Ooh, and getting everyone to work on their ball gowns.
Gosh, my mommy's going to have her work cut out for getting ready for that big old ball.
Yes, are you going to have a new gown?
Oh, gosh, she's been telling me I need to have one in case Mrs. Fox comes and looks at me.
Well, yes.
I was thinking of making myself a purple one.
Well, that would be
That's
very
That's a good
pretty.
Idea.
Yeah. I do love purple.
Sorry, I was thinking of making one.
Yes, you should make a purple gown. That would be beautiful.
Well, I think I'll do it.
Okay, well, that's all the news there is for this podcast. See y'all later. Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time.
Live in the studio. Here is a section where I'm going to bring in some local people from Pleasantville to play you a concert or just to talk about themselves.
Gathered here in the studio to perform a little bit of a Christmas song for you, I brought my siblings along.
Hello, what?
So we have William. Say hello.
Hello, I'm William, what?
And then we have my little sister Rachel.
Hello.
And my older sister Felicity.
Hello.
Alright, so now we're going to sing all of us together in beautiful harmony. When we get our notes all right. And we're going to sing for you Carol of the Bells.
Ready?
All right.
Sweet silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away. Hark, hark the bells. Sweet silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing a cheer to young and old, meek and demure. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, dong. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, pealing there. Oh, how they pound, praising the sound, o'er hill and dale, telling their tale, gaily they ring, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. On this end, on without end, their joyful tone to every home. On this end, on without end, their joyful tone to every home.
Ding, dong, ding, ding, dong,
dong.
Oh, that was very nice, girls.
Yes, I should say.
I can tell you practiced that
too.
Very hard, yes. Oh, and William, girls, and William.
We need to get that a little bit more together.
But it was lovely, Felicity.
Oh, we'll draw the goal.
You did rather well.
You need to watch my conducting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was beautiful. You should perform it at the Advent. Would
really?
You perform it? Yes.
I would love to.
Oh, yes. Well,
oh, yes, you should, Rachel.
We'll talk about that. Anyway, that was lovely.
Thank you for listening to us sing that song.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks for joining me live in the studio.
Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week.
My letter that I'm going to read to you is from Lisa DeVecamal. I found one from her. I wonder what it says. It's to her best friend, Susanna Wilson. Dear Susanna, I just finished sending out the taxes, and now I'm sitting on my bed, quite annoyed with the situation my house is in. It is so small. There is no realistic way to make it the fashionable, modern apartment that I desire. There isn't a table or chairs. How can one accept callers when you don't have a table to have tea on? I am very annoyed. What about yourself? Have you ever longed for a larger space to live in? Sincerely, Lisa DeVecamal. And that's your letter of the week. I'm Laura Windmill. Thanks for listening.
Now it's time for the NafiCast Quickfire Quiz with Nafi and the co-hosts.
Quickfire Quiz!
Quickfire Quiz!
Quickfire Quiz!
It's time for the Quickfire Quiz.
Wait, Miss Samantha.
Quickfire Quiz.
That was Miss Samantha.
Yes.
Alright, so the Quickfire Quiz has gotten a lot of questions since our last episode, and so I kind
popular.
Of... I couldn't use all of them, but I put together... quite a few of them. So the way this works, in case anybody out there doesn't know yet, is really fast. We're going to go around all four of us, and we each have to answer this quick question as with the first thing that comes to mind without thinking too hard about it. So that's the point, is to get that first thing off the top of your head.
Yay, we don't have to think hard about
it. Oh, good.
Right, it's
that's
easy.
A relief. Phew.
Supposedly it's easy. Okay, so the first question is... what is your favorite book?
Ooh, Winnie the Pooh has tiggered.
All right.
My turn?
Yes.
Little Women. Oh, that's a good one. I would have to say my favorite book is Mrs. Sharp's Traditions. Oh, I do love that one as well.
Okay, quickie.
My favorite series is The Boxcar Children. All right, next question. Giving or getting presents?
Oh, giving, and getting.
Getting. Giving.
Come on.
Getting.
Okay.
Okay. What is your favorite Christmas song, Nan?
Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. All right.
Mine is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And mine is The Nutcracker.
Mine is Klingletchen.
What's that?
Cling, clutching, cling, 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 cling.
Have you heard that, Teresa?
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's German.
We listen to it all the time.
Oh, yes.
It's a German. La, 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 la. Yeah.
Oh. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Okay, we're not going to sing everything. Okay, ready? Okay.
Have a snowball fight or build a snowman.
Have a snowball fight.
Build a snowman.
Build a snow lady.
Oh, yeah.
Snowball fight. Okay, be invisible or be really fast?
Be really fast.
Be invisible.
Be invisible.
Be really fast.
We kind of agree, and you kind of agree.
I know. Okay, who in Pleasantville is the cutest?
Peter.
Peter when together with Anna. Okay. All right.
Good package.
Yeah. Favorite Christmas tradition?
Opening presents. No, giving presents.
Mine is putting out cookies and milk for Santa.
Mine is decorating.
Night before Christmas. Reading the night before Christmas. All right. And now, very last quick fire quiz question is best decorated house in Pleasantville.
Right now?
Yeah.
The Parkingtons.
Well, if it's not being biased, I would
not.
Oh, the Parkingtons.
Yes, our house.
Yes.
Let's see here. Well, right now, yeah, the Parkingtons.
Yep.
Oh my God.
It's unanimous. There should be a prize. How about a decoration?
We have quite enough. We have how many trees this year? Nine or ten. Yeah,
I
something
believe.
Like that. It took a long
Whoa.
Time.
Yes. I thought we had a lot. We have two. Whoa, ten.
Yes,
that's
10 trees.
Wow.
Yeah, we
ten.
Have one.
Beautifully. Right. We almost clear out the forest.
Yeah.
Doo-doo.
All right, well, that's it for
totally
Quick Fire Quiz. Send your questions for Quick Fire Quiz to NafiCast@hotmail.com, and they should just be really quick questions that can have a quick answer that's not yes or no.
Yeah, this is kind of like my favorite section.
Yeah, it's nice and quick.
So, send in your quick questions.
Yes.
Quickly.
Yes!
Quickly send in your Quick Fire Quiz questions. See that podcast fast.
Post haste. All right. Bye.
Bye.
A lot of strange things are said about people in Suzanne Wicken's gossip column. We're here to decipher the gossip for you.
Hello! Decipher the Gossip. Aren't you excited? We haven't had a Decipher the Gossip in the last few episodes. I am just, I'm so excited to pop these pieces of gossip to you all.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, the first one is, Lisa eats bear meat with butter for breakfast.
What? Oh, my.
Any ideas?
It's the funniest thing I ever heard.
bear meat with butter. Oh, doesn't she make crepes that have bacon on them that, like, maybe Mrs. Wicken thought she was eating bear meat?
I don't think so. Oh, dear.
I don't know.
Do you know?
Not at all. Not a clue.
I do know what it is from.
She doesn't really, does she?
No, she doesn't.
Oh.
But you see, Kaya used her food box once, you see, and then Anna Larson saw that there was bear meat and butter in her food box. So it's rather mixed up, but...
Oh, my.
That's kind of clever, Suzanne, to put that one together. That's funny.
I didn't know that she snuck into people's food boxes in order
to find... No, she just heard Anna Larson saying, oh, my, what does Lisa DeVecchiamon have bear meat and butter in her food box? And so she just took it from there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure that is entirely truthful, though.
Well,
neither
that's what gossip is.
Any gossip truthful, usually.
All right, the next one is, Rebecca Montoya plans to hunt peacocks in foreign countries when she grows up.
Oh, I had no idea that what? Rebecca Montoya? She's already said she wanted to be a gardener.
Well, with the state of her garden, I can see why she would want to go chase peacocks in India.
What? Okay, but does she even know what a peacock is?
I don't know if she does.
Okay, where did that one come from? Come on.
She probably was chasing peacocks. A peacock and said, I wish I could do this in a different country.
I wish I could do this for a living.
She actually saw a peacock feather in Sonya's shop and decided that was how she was going to get rich.
Oh, because Sonya sells them for a ton of money so that ladies can put them on their hats.
I don't think I was around when that happened.
It wasn't that expensive. I did put one on my summer hat.
Oh, it looks lovely on your summer hat.
Right. I thought it did look
Are there any purple peacocks?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there have probably been places, like fashionable places in Paris, where they have dyed peacock feathers to be different colors. I mean, you could probably check Paris next time you're there for their fashion.
Yes, go to Paris.
Next time I'm hanging around Paris, I'll have to check it out.
Oh, yes. This is so much fun.
All right, the next one is, our town is run by a government of blobs.
What?
What is my daddy telling you that?
Well, she's obviously...
Suzanne talked about it.
She's obviously just calling Mr. Merriman a blob. You know?
I mean,
that's all there is to it.
You know, it's probably just because he didn't pay his bills.
He hasn't been doing anything lately, you know?
Well, what have you been doing lately?
What? Now, don't get all defensive, Nan. It's not you that they're insulting.
He's my daddy.
Yeah, but he has been kind of blobbing around, you know?
Excuse me, he's been working on Christmas presents.
Oh, really?
That is
no.
not called blobbing around.
Okay, all right.
I think he has
But this
been.
Is old gossip, right? Because after the fair, he was kind of blobby.
Well, I think you were probably blobby, too.
Okay,
we're probably
okay.
all blobby.
All right. Oh, next one. Oh, dear, this is about you, Samantha.
Oh.
Samantha Parkington eats her fashionable dresses for dinner.
What? Oh, my. I had no idea that Suzanne thought this of me. I see. I eat my dresses for dinner. Perhaps she came over and we had fabric on the table. I don't know.
I believe you might have said that her dress looks scrumptious or your dress looks delicious.
Oh, but I love saying those. It's kind of just a figure of speech, though, when you say that that your new dress just looks absolutely scrumptious.
Yes.
Yes, she must have just gotten it mixed up.
Yeah, it could be that time period thing happening.
So what if you do it opposite and you say, ooh, look at that new dish of food you have. Is that the new fashion from Paris to wear? You do it backwards?
Kind of.
I don't think that would work.
No.
Okay, well, that was me fitting.
Was that it, Teresa?
Yes, that's the end of the gossip. See you in the next section.
Suzanne, what does she do to have all this free time on her hands?
All right, bye.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Noffy's mailbag.
I would like to be the first to welcome you to my mailbag. Welcome to the bag. This is the place where I will be. We're all going to huddle up in the mailbag and read the letters that I got.
Jump around in some mail.
Yeah,
and
it's better than autumn leaves.
It's just great. It's better than snowflakes. You don't get wet. So I'm going to just go ahead and burst on open a letter and read it to you. So this is letter to... Oh, it's got a question. It's from Haley. It says, I have a question for you, but first want to say how great you all are. Noffy, you are hilarious. Kirsten, you are so smart, and I love hearing your point of view. You always, and Teresa, you are so cute, and you liven up the podcast. Here's my question in two parts. Will you tell how Pleasantville came to be, as in some of the history of the town?
Oh.
Let's see. Why don't Kirsten start?
Huh. Well, we were here first. My family arrived first. Actually, I arrived first. When Greta was 2 years old, I was under the tree. And didn't
you know,
I tell this story already?
Funny. I mean, a lot of us ended up just coming under the tree.
Yeah, that happened a lot. I mean, Teresa came for Valentine's Day, though.
Yes. Yes. Along with my mommy.
Samantha came for Christmas.
It was my mommy and yes. Teresa and Mr. Larson all came on Valentine's
Day. I actually came the same year as Laura. But Laura didn't have braided hair back then. She looked a lot like Kirsten's
and
sister.
Most of us were put under the Christmas tree. I mean, Nancy and Anna came around the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, me and Anna have been best buddies since we were little babies. And so we ended up under the tree. So Anna and I came together, and so all these people just kind of show up, and each time one person comes, they sort of figure out their way to fit on into the town and their own personal character, so that's different than everybody else. And sometimes people bumble around, some of the characters bumbled around for years and years until they figured out who they really was.
Oh, yes, like Mrs. Wiggin. She was just around for many, many years. I think she even was here before you, Nan.
She just showed up at a sewing circle one day.
Yes, and everybody wondered, who is that
Excuse
Pegasus
me.
Who's wearing a dishcloth?
She had to sew a fossil onto her dress.
You see, she was wearing just this cloth because Solana didn't know how to make any dresses for her. Yes, it's really funny how people show up in a town.
And then some of them were already characters, but they really figured out themselves, like Allison. She's really figured out her hobbies and things. But anyways, it's such a long story to tell the history.
And you.
Back. Oh, hello.
Welcome back, Samantha.
I hope I don't sneeze anymore.
You
anyway,
know...
What were you talking about? The
yes,
history?
Yes, the history of the town. She's very gradual growing, and everybody sort of figures out what they mean by their different lifestyles and their different
yeah.
time periods. So by every time we play, they realize the different things that they do in their everyday life. And then every time we play, we come up with some more things that they need to that we need to make or do
yeah.
or say. Or...
Well, and it's really been, like, growing for, how many years now? Like 22 years or something.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
21,
a long time. 22.
Oh, my.
And so that's a long time. And it's been in, I think, 3 different houses now that we've had Pleasantville in different formations, different ways. But there's always been a Larson's house and there's always been a Merriman's house. And Josefina kind of had a house.
The Packington's always
her house was kind of just like a bed and a nightstand.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until the last house when we started having a school. And the Parkingtons got a house kind of behind a couch somewhere. And Merriman's moved into the laundry room. And we were in bedrooms with the Montoyas. And then we moved to this house, and finally, everybody gets houses. Like, the Parkingtons have a really nice house now that's actually a real house instead of a cardboard house.
Well, you know, it all goes through the certain phase, because you start with us just being old dolls, right? So that's what it's all about, the imagination, with no stuff at all. And that's
yeah.
where it really begins, is when you come up with who you are.
Right.
And then when you play with each other, you interact. And then you start figuring out the next step. Well, where are you going to live? So then you have a house. And how do you make a house? Well, you can use any kind of things of boxes and
yeah.
stuff and cloths. You can find cloths anywhere.
Well,
and
any whole corner of any room.
And then the next step is you want some walls. You got
yeah.
some privacy, so you don't have people sticking in your face all the time. So you get some walls, and then the next step is to make the walls so they don't fall down. So you make them out of wood.
Put curtains on the walls.
Yeah.
Like, start putting up posters of your favorite sports teams, you know. Whatever
what?
You feel like needs to be on your wall. And, like, customized bed covers and pillows
purple
and stuff.
Purple covers and stuff.
And then if you really want to make it more like a home, you need to have a kitchen so that you can make food. And then you start having all kinds of daily routines, and that sort of you can build your life around it.
And then you need to go to a town to go shopping.
You need
yeah.
your chores to keep things clean, and then the seasons need to change. You need snow, and you need flowers.
Yeah, so it's kind of like as you are playing and you come up with something that is needed, like... If you're playing school a lot, then you're going to need a doll schoolhouse. Then that's the next thing that you add to your town.
Yeah. You just think of the next thing, the logical thing that would need to happen next for life to keep going on as if
right.
you're a real person.
Even though a lot of it doesn't need buildings or anything in order to do it. You can
yes.
just, I mean, sometimes it's even more fun to just hold it in a space that's not full of doll-sized stuff. right?
Oh yeah, we've done stuff with no real furniture at all.
Oh yeah.
For certain.
Oh yeah, that's why we can always do things in like hotel rooms and stuff.
Oh yeah.
We had a lot of fun. One time we went on a road trip and we went to a hotel room and then we took the raft like out in all the hot tubs and stuff.
We actually
did.
That
was fun.
Actually, Miss Samantha went in a hot tub on the raft, right?
I don't think I did, no. Oh. I just stayed safely on
the
towel.
Maybe that was Megan and Rose. Megan and Alice.
Rebecca went in the hot tub. Megan, Rose, and Rebecca were on that trip. Not my sister Rebecca. Rebecca
Montoya. Did you know that me and Anna went to Norway?
Yes, I did know that.
There are pictures of us with the
I went too. I was there. I went too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I was there.
And then you went on that road trip through Utah or something, and you had that fort outside.
Yeah.
Oh, and then me and Anna and Clara had forts in the forest.
No, Safina was with you too, because she was making dinner with all the herbs she found.
She was babysitting everybody.
Hey, were we babies?
Yes, you were pretty little.
Babies.
But you still
we're
knew
pretty
how
smart
to build
babies.
Forts. Yeah. I mean, you fended off all the imaginary foes.
I know. It was kind of tricky. They snuck up on you.
Yeah, they tend to do that.
You never know when those imaginary attackers are going to be hiding behind a rock.
Yeah. So I don't know if that answers your question, but it kind of starts answering the question.
So, That's kind of what the next question was, is how was growing up in Pleasantville as a child different than Pleasantville now?
Well, when we were all just starting out, there weren't any houses or accessories or clothes or anything, so things were a little bit different, and it was more about different activities that we did, like we would have school and orchestra rehearsals and...
Yeah.
And adventures outside and stuff. And now it's more about things where we all get together and do things like have parties and balls and celebrations. And it's a lot about everyday life where we have to, you know, do very realistic things like chores and pay bills and write letters and work and in the stores and everything. And so... I guess we've kind of grown up a little bit now that we have to worry about taxes and bills and all that stuff, and we used to just run around when we were kids.
Well, it's interesting because for me it sort of seems the same, because when you were little, you just imagined everything, and now it's sort of come into real life, you know? The things are actually there that you just pretended were there.
Yes, but it's always kind of been the same because we always just imagined it this way anyway.
Yes.
So in our imaginations back when we were little, it was kind of all the same it is now, except for now the things are actually there instead of in the imagination.
Exactly.
That kind of sums up the question. And we will move on to the next one, which is from Gilly. Dear Nafi, Kirsten, and Teresa, I love your podcast. Whenever I have a bad day, I turn on my iPod and listen to your adorable little voices cheer me up. Every episode is fresh and exciting, although I wish you had more of them. I'm a bit obsessed with Nafi and annoy my BFF by talking about Nafi all the time.
Sorry, BFF.
Yeah, well, sorry. You can talk about me all you want, Gilly. I like that you talk about me. I loved the last episode. It was so funny listening to John Wicken. Sometimes I feel bad that he has to deal with Suzanne. I love the idea of picking a chore out of the box. Whenever my dolls do something bad of criminal significance, this is what they now do.
Yes, it's very good, I think. Although we've never had to do it. We always send our servants. Louisa just got back, though, and she seems rather stricken.
My. Is it really devastating?
No, she just spent a lot of time there.
I think I've been to jail before. It's just a little bit cramped when you have like 10
people
on your
lap. I haven't ever been to jail.
I think we were there when like pretty much everybody was there, and
right,
it was just kind of like a big old party.
Because
anyway.
Nobody had done their stuff for a month.
Yeah,
or something.
So we all just sort of took turns being behind the bars, just so we had that experience.
Right. So now everybody knows what it's like, and it's just kind of squashed.
Yeah.
So I think it would. I'm going back to the letter. I think it would be fun if Greta, Willow, and Solana created a video about what goes on behind the scenes of NaviCast. Me and my dolls are thinking of making a podcast of our own, so this would be useful. I have some questions for you. I was wondering if any of you do Irish dancing like Greta, Willow, and Solana. I do, and I absolutely love competing at Feshana. I think it would be a cool thing if there was a Pleasantville Fesh. So does anybody do Irish dancing?
Well, I do.
Teresa is a beginner, too.
Yes.
But dance how do you beginner. Know what level you are if you've never been to a competition?
We've taken her to Little Feshes every once in a while.
In Ireland?
Oh, well, yes, her parents used to take her to them.
Oh.
Yes, when I was very little, you know, tiny tot.
Yes, and she
I wonder what you looked like when you were a tiny tot.
Pretty much like this. Smaller. And, it was so cute. Rebecca and I got to go and watch a few of them before she moved over here.
Well, that's just so cute. I could probably do it. You just put your arms down like this and hop around and boing on both feet.
Well, yes, that's sort of. It's more complicated than that, Nancy.
I was thinking it might be really funny if I put one of those, you know, the shoes that make all the tippy-tap sound? Mm-hmm. You put three...
You called heart shoes.
If I had three heart shoes, one on a foot, one on a foot, and one on a tail, then I can make about triple the sound of tapping.
Well, yes, that would be very interesting.
I'd probably win the competition.
You might.
Because probably not much other people competing have a tail with a shoe on it to add to the tap sound.
I don't know. They'd have to make a separate category for you.
I'd probably win my own category.
Yes, good for you. Well, yes, we haven't ever had any competitions here because,
I'm the only one.
There aren't enough people who dance. Unfortunately, Teresa does get to show us her Irish dancing, though, every St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
So, Emmett, what is your favorite part about living in Pleasantville, Kirsten?
What? Huh?
It's another question.
Oh, my favorite part about living in Pleasantville?
Yes.
That everything's doll-sized.
Ooh, what is very good.
And I like all the people, of course.
Okay, can I go next?
Yes.
Because all my friends are here. I like it.
Perfect.
Well, I just love all the people, and I love living with Samantha and Rebecca especially.
Yes, I love our little town and all of its little characteristics and all of its little people who live here and all of the fun that we have together, even though we're all so very different.
Yes.
Well, speaking of characters, we'll move on into the letter. I know they drive you insane, but Crystal and Suzanne are so funny. Please have one of them on as a special guest sometime. It would be hilarious.
I think that would be a good idea. Just make sure that you don't do the Decipher the Gossip segment when Suzanne is here, all right?
Yes.
I don't want you to hurt her feelings.
No, we shouldn't do that.
Yes.
Why would it hurt her feelings?
Well, maybe we should have one of them on the next one.
Yes, maybe we'll have one? Crystal.
Maybe she could give you a fashion review for the new year.
That's a really good idea. People would listen for that.
Yeah, I would listen. I would love to see.
People would listen.
She says right now the tartan is in fashion, but I have a tartan gown, so I've got that covered, but I can't
I'm wearing tartan.
Oh, good for you, Gert.
I'm wearing white. I don't think an angel would wear tartan, unless it was white tartan.
To be an angel, Scottish angel, you must specifically look like an angel, and so you're doing perfectly.
Oh, good.
I have lots of tartan. See, this is like my family's tartan, so like I'm totally on top of
this. So about Crystal, if people want to have her on episode next time, you should send in questions to NaughtyCast@Hotmail.com for Crystal to ask. And let me tell you, it'd be really funny. It's going to be so funny. I really think that that you should send in questions because this is your chance to actually ask her. And it's going to be kind of different. We'll probably act a little bit differently with Crystal on the show.
I hope you mind your manners, girls.
Of course I will, Miss Smith.
Yes,
I will try very much to have good manners.
I'm sure that you will be prime examples of all of our young children here in Pleasantville with very good manners, especially
good.
With both of you being so high up in your classes. All right. Well, perhaps you should send in questions for Crystal about dress design, hairstyles, and fashions.
She knows a lot about that kind
She's
of stuff.
She's an expert and very knowledgeable on those topics.
And so we'll make her feel at home. And so that, and then she will be on the episode that will happen after Christmas. Can you believe it's almost Christmas time?
Are we going to do another, like, New Year's show where we wrap up the year? We should do that.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, that was fun last year.
I remember we did that, because I remember I was saying something like, we'll wrap it up in a big purple bow.
Yeah,
it's a big purple present with a gold bow.
Yeah. Or was it a purple bow? I don't know. I can't remember exactly. But, unfortunately, I have to tell you that it's time to wrap up this Novicast, and I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you will be wanting to listen to the next one, which will happen probably after Christmas. And I just really want to wish you all a very merry holidays and a happy Christmas and a new year, because you're all very special, wonderful listeners, and it's just so great that we get to get you to listen to Novicast, and that you like it, and that you were around, and we are just really appreciative of you. And so, signing off from this podcast, I am Nafi Merriman.
I am Teresa Berg.
I'm Kirsten Larson.
And I'm Samantha Parkington.
And we always love to hear from you, and we like to read things that you write on the show. So, with that in mind, you can email anything you think of to nafficast@hotmail.com. And don't forget, we have YouTube and Facebook and Twitter.
Tweet!
Yeah.
And so if you have any one of those thingy-ma-bobs, whatever they are, just, you know, find us on there and become a friend.
Yeah, and especially YouTube right now, because we're putting up tours of all the dollhouses.
So if you ever get lost when you're in Pleasantville, it'll help you find your way out.
Right. Or it'll just give you nice little close-ups on things you don't normally get to see. How about that?
That works, too.
Even in the Larson tour, I believe you can see a picture of Nafi and Anna in Europe, in Norway.
Sweden,
actually. Oh, yes.
You're right.
That's the one I'm always talking about, is me and Anna. We are in front of a snowy mountain, but you don't know it, but that's actually in Sweden, or Norway. And so we were actually there. So if you watch carefully, watch that video. That's Nafi's challenge of the week, is to watch the Larson's tour video on YouTube.
All the tour videos.
Watch the Larson. That's a little bit of a big chunk to chew.
Okay.
So you want to do the Larson's tour video, and you want to spot the picture of Nafi and Anna in Norway, and send me a little email and tell me you found it. Okay,
Well,
lots of love to you all, and Merry Christmas, and we look forward to hearing from you, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Have yourself a merry little Christmas and a happy new year!
But we'll get to the happy new year part after Christmas.
Alright, I'll save that next part to sing next time then.
Alright.
Okay, well, goodbye then. Goodbye.
Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Just go ahead and burst on open a letter and read it to you in a minute. Because Samantha wants to say something.
No, she needs to sneeze.
I thought I was going to sneeze. It's all right, dear.
Carry on, Iago. No, wait. Is there a person who you say that to?
What?
Carry on, Mr. Somebody.
That's in Titanic, dear. Which was after your time.
Sorry about it. I just got a little confuzzled.
Are you confused?
Well, confuzzled, because I'm fuzzy. I'm not fusy, I'm fuzzy. So I don't say confused, I say confuzzed.
All right.
Well, anyway, we're in the mailbag, and I'm going to read you a letter.
Nancy and Anna came around the same time.
Yeah, me and Anna have been best buddies since we were little babies. And so we ended up under the tree, and then also...
Excuse me. There's probably another one coming.
Oh dear. The good things always come in pairs of three. Right.
And
two more.
No,
oh,
it's right.
Okay.
Go. Carry on.
So, carry on. Mr. Murdoch. Okay, so, that was after more time.
Right.
So Anna and I came together.
Yes, but also the hardest scene was when I had to catch the flowers. I had to catch them about 40 times before I actually caught them.
Yes, it was
impossible.
It was rather funny.
Maybe you should try some sports to get better at catching things.
Like... Oh, I don't play sports.
No, she just bike rides sometimes.
Well, neither do I. I was thinking that I'd be pretty good at baseball or something with these wings. I could just hit balls back and forth with these wings. They're kind of like bats.
Oh, yes, I suppose. You could almost fly.
I didn't think about that. I should try that.
Wasn't really in the movie that much. Can you guys remind me what I was in?
You were in the sleigh scene and the Santa Lucia
scene. Oh, yeah, my sleigh scene was in there for, like, a second.
I mean sled.
Oh, pretty much. And what is everybody the most excited about? Let's go down the line. What are you the most excited about?
What was that sentence? What is you excited about? Guess what? Miss Samantha is our host. What do you have to say about that, Miss Samantha?
Well, I suppose it's all right this once, Paul.
I guess Paul has never been to proper school.
No, I'm too old.
What?
I'm too old for that. It's like little kids' school.
It is not! I hope you remember you're a guest on this show, so you shouldn't insult me.
I have my own segment.
Yes, but it's a short, little tiny one.
Apparently, Nancy's a little touchy today. Is it customary?
What are you talking about, Teresa?
Oh, I'm sorry. Perhaps we should get back to the main discussion.
Yes.
We can hold a debate in a later episode.
Oh, we shall do exactly what you said, Miss Samantha. Why don't we start with me?
No, I'll take over because this is my segment.
No, you told me to start.
But it's my segment.
Yes, but you said turn it in
ladies
the light.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the question was, what are you the most excited about Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, well, shall I start?
Yes.
Okay, well, my favorite part, what are you grumbling about?
Go ahead, go.
Paul, just
well,
go to it.
My favorite part about Christmas coming up is that I am really excited about getting my presents that I made, and I'm not going to give out details, but I'm really excited about giving them to my friends. Next.